Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started. Jill DeWitt here with Land Academy, and today our guest is Justin Colby. Justin is a co-founder and president of the Science of Flipping, Omni Investment Group, and Phoenix Wealth Builders. The Science of Flipping is a free podcast on iTunes. Omni and Phoenix Wealth Builders are both professional real estate investment companies specializing in purchase, rehab, and flipping of distressed property in the Metro Phoenix area. Justin has been in real estate investing since 2007. An ironic time to become a real estate investor as the markets were changing and all the conventional rules of real estate investing were being thrown out the window. He didn't start out in real estate as an investor. In fact, he first cut his teeth in real estate in 2005 when he became a real estate agent and joined his friend in starting a real estate brokerage. Last year, he and his partner flipped 96 homes, and as a whole, he and his partner have flipped and wholesaled over 300 properties to date. As of 2013, Justin and his partner have become developers. They started and are currently in progress of building 79 townhomes in Mesa, Arizona. Not only is he active and a successful investor, but he also is a very powerful and successful real estate coach and public speaker who has mentored nearly 1,000 real estate investors. Very impressive. Thank you, Justin. Steve and I are glad you're here with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
You know what you have on me, Justin? You're young and handsome.
Well, that all goes away at some point. So right now, I'll stick to my brain power.
You know, in the show, in the pre-show, you asked me about the audio equipment. So my audio equipment's better than yours, man.
There you go. Exactly. Right. But I'll take the compliment. Thank you very, very much for the compliment.
I'm going to get right to it. So everybody who's listening to this show is wondering, what the heck is the difference between you? Why can you jump into this and kick some butt, you know, flip a ton of houses? And, you know, what does it take? What's the secret?
Tenacity. There's no easy way to do this. This isn't rocket science. Real estate investing doesn't take a major degree from a major university in business and master's and all the other things that, you know, conventional wisdom would say you would want to have. But it does take a ton of tenacity and patience. And I would say for those who are either just getting into this, or have been doing it or want to get to the next level, surround yourselves with the right people. Understand that you're always going to want to be around people who are doing it better, who are smarter, who have been doing it longer, who have the system and tools, but also that this isn't a get-rich-quick business. Real estate in general can pay you very, very handsomely. Hence why we are in this business, hence why realtors are in the business, is you can make a ton of money and create an incredible life. But with that, and part of that, and what I think is partly unrealized by many, is that it takes a ton of tenacity and hard work and a bunch of action. And that is why I've been able to reach to the tops of the mountain of where I am is simply I don't have, you know, give up is not part of my vocabulary, right? And so I would say tenacity is the biggest component.
I say you sound like me. I don't know the meaning of the word no.
Right.
You just have to, all right, we're going to come at this another way because we are going to get this deal done. So I get it.
Yep. I mean, to flip 96 houses or homes in 1 year, you must be ridiculously organized.
Well, I can't say that about myself, but I have built a very strong company and I've surrounded myself with people who are very organized. And that is a big component when building a company is being able to complement each other and realize your own weaknesses. And sometimes it's difficult, but you got to realize where your strengths lie and where your weaknesses lie. And I realized very, very, very early on organization and, you know, systemization is not necessarily my strong point, and they are my weakness. And so I've been able to build a company that I've surrounded myself with people that have very strong organizational skills, very strong abilities to systemize. And because of that, I've been able to be very lucky and successful.
What is your strong suit then?
My biggest strong suit is people, right? So I'm, if you've read any of the books like Traction or any other kind of entrepreneurial book, the E-Myth, you know, there's always the implementer or the manager, and then there's always the visionary and creative. I'm the visionary and creative. I'm the rainmaker, so to speak, where I can get into any door. I can get introductions to any person. I can close any deal. But without my team behind me organizing, systemizing, it doesn't matter how much money I make rain, all that money flies out the door because there's not no one organizing the money, right? And so my biggest strong suit is growth, development, vision, creativity, and then having people be able to follow my lead. I've got to be able to create and paint an incredible vision so that people can follow that.
That's your unfair advantage, we call it. I love that. So how do you inspire that or in the people that you coach and mentor?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny that we're doing this call now. I just got off the phone with a group in California. I've been coaching and mentoring now since 2009. And so I've definitely had my fair share of different type of people and circumstances, and from New York to California. And part of what I always want them to understand is I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm going to not always say things you want to hear. I'm going to say things that you need to hear, and that the reality of these situations are this. And, you know, to be able to overcome those realities, here's the answer. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to, blow smoke. I'm going to tell you exactly what needs to be done to reach the goals and achievements that you want to reach. And here's how you do it. And here's the exact blueprint to do it. And now I'm going to hold your hand to get through the blueprint. But don't come to me calling excuses or telling me that it doesn't work or any of that, because that's your own excuse in your own head of why you don't want to put forth the effort. So, you know, I come from a place of being as authentic and genuine as I ever can be, and not to, you know, blow smoke in any realm and to tell it how it is. And because of that, it really comes off well, because I think people genuinely believe and have faith that we can get them to the point where they want to go.
Man, I totally agree. And I really agree with the fact that you need a visionary and you need an operational person. That's what we talk about in our program. And I'm the visionary also. And, you know, in fact, Jill and I are pretty much both visionaries, but we both have we've got a pretty good team following us around, making sure that we don't make a mess. So yes. What do you say to somebody who's brand new at doing this, and they know they're a visionary, but they don't have that team. They don't have that luxury or the team that you and I have built.
As soon as you can find that person, and that person doesn't have to be a business partner. I think the big misconception is they need to go find a business partner to do this. If you want to give away 50% of what you make, sure. But you can also find a managerial partner, meaning you pay them however you structure, whether it's a percentage of the deals or salary or whatnot. But as soon as you have been able to make some money, you want to be able to go and find that person. And again, it doesn't have to be a business partner. It can simply be someone in your business to help you with that. So, for example, transactional coordinator could be a very simple, easy hire to help you become more organized during the transaction of the real estate transaction, right? It can be something that simple all the way up to a business partner that can help you manage, you know, everything from A to Z, right? So, you know, finding that person sooner than later is going to be a huge component.
I agree. Hey, I have a question for you, because this is one that we get all the time. It's like, if your business was going so smooth and you're doing great and making money and everything's fantastic, why would you take on this extra thing, right? Why? Yeah. What made you want to go off and share it and spread, you know, basically your secrets kind of thing too? So how do you answer that?
It's a good question. And part of it is I enjoy the people in our business, right? I enjoy interacting, right? We run two masterminds, very successful masterminds, where we're in a room for two straight days with our students and our coaches, and we are trying to conquer real estate investing. And we do that three times a year. And that is part of the most enjoyable part of our job, is because I'm not over the phone, or I'm not on a Skype call or whatever. I am face to face with our students. And that's part of the joy of why to do this, right? And it, you know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're just trying to, it's all financially driven. And that's not true. Part of it is the true passion of where I come from. And I talk a lot about finding your passion is in people, is in helping, is in developing, is in creating, is in that entire process of taking someone and helping someone from A and getting them all the way to Z, and being an integral part in their business, in their lives, to help see that progress. And so for me, the reason why I do it is because I enjoy that component, and that is a large part of my passion. Just like in real estate, a large part of my passion is the creative part of the deal and trying to figure out how that deal can fit into our business when on paper it doesn't, right? And so, again, you know, as you grow in business, obviously you have more and more opportunities, and you don't want to take each and every opportunity. But I've had this opportunity to create an incredible coaching business with my business partner, Kent Clothier, and it fulfills a great portion of my passion that I have in life, which is working with people, helping people, and, you know, creating a vision for those people to become successful and reap the rewards of their hard work.
That's fantastic, man. You know, the reason that we, you know, I'm going to answer Jill's question too. We've completed almost 16,000 flips since the 90s. Like I said earlier, I'm not a lot older than you are. And people ask us all the time, what the heck? Why are you doing this? And the real reason is that, you know, I love watching these people grow. Like my best moment is when a member, we just don't hear from them anymore because they're so successful.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we do a lot of transactions with our members.
I would say one of my proudest moments, to your point, is when I all of a sudden become the student. That my student has now found something, a new way, a new something that he just taught me something, or she just taught me something. I love that moment. That's when I find the most success in doing what we do, to say, wow, you know, this is no longer a coach, student, or mentee, mentor. This is, you know, now we are playing on the same field, right? And that's a lot of what our masterminds do, is creates this opportunity for these people to get on my playing field, and we no longer are coach or student. It you know, we're seeing eye to eye and going after the same goals. That's what I love.
That's great. So the nucleus of what we teach and what we try to instill in our members every single day is how to use direct mail to find properties that are undervalued. So I'm wondering if you guys have a different way to find property that, you know, what makes you say, heck yes, we're buying this house.
Yeah, I think direct mail is a huge component of what we do. And we're actually right this very second doing a split test in our market here in Phoenix, as this is a very difficult market. And I think one of the things I want to mention now is, there's so many of your students or our students or anyone else saying, oh, I can't get my deal. I've been doing this for so and so long. And right now, the real estate economy and the economy in general is very good. And the sellers are starting to become much more informed. And there are more investors in markets. And we all feel the effects. So if you are just starting, or if you are not reaching your goals, don't get all down about it. You know, my call ratio has gone down drastically the last 6 months, but the difference being is it doesn't change my perspective of how direct mail works. It may change how I utilize direct mail. So I'm currently split testing, sending our normal bulk mail, which we send tens of thousands a month, to split test a portion of that and send first class priority mail, which costs me $1.50 a piece, versus our bulk mail that costs me roughly 39 cents a piece, to see if we can outsmart our competitors, spend a little bit more, but they'll open my piece of mail, call me first, rather than throwing our bulk mail into the trash because they consider it to be junk mail. So that's the part of the business I love the most, is we are always trying to figure out a way to outsmart the other investors and to get in front of more sellers. And part of that is trial and error and split testing different ways to do so.
That's great. I mean, I have the same exact attitude. So if you're not getting the response that you want, move some stuff around.
Yeah.
Are you guys, what are you concentrating in the like the greater Metro Phoenix area, or do you have other markets that you buy and sell stuff in?
Yeah, we're Phoenix. Last year we did roughly 10 deals in Dallas. We are now right this second, actually, as of yesterday's meeting, we are looking to jump into Houston, possibly Dallas again, and possibly even Portland or Nashville. So the model's not going to change. It's going to be the exact same model. We've built this model. We have a good office of 9 people. We can run it virtually. And so we are looking to be in Houston, Portland, Nashville, and Dallas here in the near future.
That's awesome, man. A big component of what we do is rural vacant land, you know, because our company's called Land Academy.
Yep.
And, that's just it's been our staple. We buy properties and literally flip them the next day for twice what we paid.
Yep.
So one of the great things about us is we're not locked into any geography. If we kind of pound out the West Texas area, let's say, then we'll go over to Nevada or Michigan or wherever. And it seems to work out really well. Our members constantly are reporting back that they move around too. And in fact, there's a group that just formed, which I think is an unintended consequence of what we're doing. And it's a great thing that just formed. And some of the senior members in our group are getting all together and getting together to find out where each person is mailing and doing it in a different place. So it's amazing what can happen if you just stick with it and not get down about the fact that maybe one mailer didn't work.
Yeah. And so what I would actually, just out of curiosity's sake, as we started developing, as you guys mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you go and randomly go into Michigan, for example, I don't know if you ever would, did some direct mail and found a piece of land, where does that buyer come from for you guys as you just jumped into Michigan as a new area? And I mean, I assume you're selling it off usually to some sort of developer.
Yeah, that's a great question. So this is what we have done for years and what we teach. There's 3 or 4 places on the internet. One of them is called landwatch.com. Another one's called landandfarm.com. And we have no affiliation at all, but it's what we teach is this. The people that buy property, more than 60% of the time, my research has shown that whoever buys these assets, I don't care if it's an apartment building, a piece of land, or a house, they have or already own property really, really close to that asset. So we do a little follow-up direct marketing piece, you know, based on that. So in step one, and it takes just maybe a couple hours. If I bought a piece of property in central Michigan, I would go out on these websites, accumulate a pretty big database really, really quickly, and contact these people and say, hey, I have this piece of property. I didn't even buy it yet, and I don't have the money, to buy it, but I don't want this acquisition to go to waste because I think it's worth probably twice what I'm about to pay here. And man, you can build what we call an A-list, a group of buyers, really, really quickly by implementing that.
Nice. And do those come, like you said, LandWatch and Land and Farm, I'm assuming it was?
Yes.
They give you the information about those people? How do you get a hold of them?
Yeah, so those are both of those sites, and there's other ones too. Both of those sites have listing after listing after listing from either directly from sellers or from agents in that area. So what you do is you just fill out the box in some cases, and in another site, you can their email address is directly on there.
Got it.
You just, you just build a list and contact them, and
very cool.
It's pretty logical.
Yeah, very, very, no different than what we would teach in residential real estate, right? You just use a couple websites that are a lot more tailored to what you guys do.
Exactly. The whole key though for us is, man, you got to buy it cheap. You got to send out a ton of mail and buy it cheap.
Yeah. I would say that's probably the key to everybody, right? We're a little bit different right now in this economy just because there's so many investors that are looking to hold property that you don't have to buy that cheap. They don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, they buy the home and throw a little bit of money into it and they can rent it. So right now, especially in our market here in Phoenix and up and down kind of you know, state of Arizona has a really good rental market. There's parts of California that are good rental markets, but you know, St. Louis and other areas, it's such a hot rental market. The state of Texas is such a hot rental market. You don't have to have a super discount right this second.
That's a great point. So let's say the flip market dissolves. Then you could focus your interest. I'm just thinking out loud here. You could focus your interest on raising capital because there's so much money out there. Mm-hmm. Raising capital and just having a rental situation. So maybe you rent it up, clean it up, rent it, and then sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to go at it depending on the way, where the market is.
100%.
All right. So wrapping this up, what's the one or two or three things that you can give, the advice that you can give of somebody who's starting out?
Obviously, follow people like yourselves. Become students of you know, Stephen and follow what they're teaching you to do, because at the end of the day, as much as you think you know, there's always a value in having a mentor or a coach or at least some sort of educational system that can help you through the path and shorten that or condense that learning curve. Have an incredible passion for this because it'll help you get through some of the tougher times. Or slower times, maybe they're not tough, maybe it gets slow. And if you have a passion for this business, you will be able to stick through this and you know, come out the other side with, you know, making a ton of money and whatnot. And then lastly, have the tenacity, have the fortitude, have the stick-to-itness, which is not, I think, a real word, to be able to stay in the game. Because you can make a ton of money at this and create a lifestyle that is unbelievable. The two of you are examples of it. I myself am an example of it. I'm constantly traveling and doing cool stuff. And I get questions all the time about, you know, from my friends who don't really even understand what I do. How can you afford to go to, you know, I was in San Francisco, Chicago last week. I'm going to Vancouver this week. I'm going to the Kentucky Derby the week after that. I'm always doing things like that. And people are thinking, especially people who don't really get this concept of entrepreneurship and real estate investing, is I'm creating a life that I want to create without having to work as hard as I want to work. That being said, it takes a lot of hard work, and it took years for me to get to this point. It didn't always start out that way. And so the tenacity and fortitude and stick-to-itiveness had to be, you know, developed over the first 5 or so years for us to come out to this point where I now have 2 offices and I'm traveling all the time, and I'm very rarely in any of the real estate transactions. But like, you know, I was just telling one of our students, I'm closing 6 deals this month, and, you know, I forget what our gross profit is, but it's a lot of money. And I am not a part of any of those deals, but it took that first 5 years to have the tenacity, the fortitude, and stick to it.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading a free ebook at landacademy.com.
All my friends think I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah.
That's the lifestyle I have.
Right.
You know, my friends are coming up to me a lot of years ago in the 90s and the early 2000s saying, "What? We're really worried about you, man. What? Why are you driving these expensive cars and you don't seem to have a job at all?"
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's very attainable. You just got to focus on it.
Justin, where can we find you?
Well, I myself also have a podcast on iTunes called The Science of Flipping.
Great.
So people can find that podcast there. As always, it's free. So The Science of Flipping is on iTunes. You can email me at justin@thescienceofflipping. And those are probably the 2 best avenues to go to.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That's Justin Colby from The Science of Flipping here on the Land Academy Show. Hope to we can connect and do this again sometime, Justin.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.